गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वरा गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरावे नमः. Good morning, everyone. Reading this morning from Path to Shiva, Lesson 14. What are Shiva's traditional forms? Every form is a form of Shiva. Tradition has given us several of special sacredness. Nearly every Shiva temple in the world has a Shiva linga, symbolizing his formless state. It is usually a simple oval stone set in a round base. Lingams can also be made of metal or quartz crystal. We revere God as Parashiva and we worship the Shiva linga. Its simple shape speaks of God's absolute being, which cannot be described. We revere Shiva as the love that flows through everything when we worship any form of his Shakti or feminine energy. Ardhanarishvara, Shiva is half man and half woman, is the perfect image for this, reminding us that Shiva and Shakti are a one being and can never be separated. We adore God as the primal soul, creator of all souls and worlds, when we worship Nataraja, the divine dancer who animates the universe. This image of Shiva dancing in a ring of fire is popular throughout the world. Thus we worship Shiva's three perfections in three forms. Yet his forms are infinite. He is also Dakshinamurti, the silent guru, spoken of in the Upanishads. Other scriptures speak of Harihara, half Shiva and half Vishnu. This icon symbolizes the union and non-difference of the two major gods of Hinduism. The Saiva Agamas give us Pancha Brahma, Shiva with five faces, representing his five powers. The three-pointed Trishula, or trident, is also worshipped as Shiva. Its points represent love, wisdom, and action. The Tirumandiram reminds us, everywhere is the holy form, everywhere is Shiva Shakti, everywhere is the divine dance. One of the other aspects that relates to murtis, of course, when they're installed in the temple, is the yantra. So if anyone doesn't recall, the yantra is the geometrical designs. It's on a metal plate, and at least the center part is gold. So the yantra determines the nature of the deity mystically. And you could just have a shrine with a yantra. You don't need the murti, but the murti helps us pay attention. Harder when there's just a yantra. Yantras for Shiva temples involve the Panchakshara mantra. So the yantra for this temple, Nama Shivaya, the she is in the center, so that she is the element of fire. So we can say this temple represents Shiva in a fiery aspect. Some people actually feel that when they come here. They don't stay very long. Manages to bring up something in their subconscious mind and say, oops, that's an unpleasantry. I think I'll leave. Of course, if you stay, you can burn it away. Element of fire. And Yerevan Temple, Shivaya Nama, Ya is the element of Akasha, or ether. Ochidambaram has the element of Akasha as its guiding yantra. So it'll be very interesting. You know, we have our spatika crystal here at the moment. But when we take it out, install it under a yantra of Akasha, you know, it's going to feel different. Right now it takes on the quality of the yantra of fire. So it'll be very interesting to reflect on that and see the difference when that comes around. As it points out here, the Pancha Brahma from the Saiva Agamas, the five faces of Shiva, is one of the forms of Shiva, and it's not the common. And it's one of the aspects of Yerevan Temple is we have five niches around the sanctum, and we'll have a bronze for each of the Pancha Brahma. So the order, if I remember correctly, if you're going, starting at the front left, going around clockwise, I think it's Tapurusha, Sajojata, no, Tapurusha, Agora, Sajojata, Vamadeva, Ishana, are the five. And we envision, we haven't determined for sure, that part of the puja would you'd go around and do a chant to each one. And right now, of course, we do the chant, but we do it to one murti, so you don't really think of it as five faces necessarily. We go through Ishana, Tapurusha, Agora, Vamadeva, Sajojata, which we did in the Homa. But when you walk to a different place for the chant, it'll give it a different quality, I think. You think of it, oh, that's Sajojata, that's the creative force. Oh, we'll see, that'll be very interesting as well. One of the points made is the Trishula. It says here, love, action, and wisdom. You can also, in Sanskrit, call it Icha, Kriya, and Jnana Shaktis, three powers of God Shiva, which are also the powers of the soul. When it comes to the soul, more common to translate Icha as desire rather than love. So desire, action, and wisdom, three powers of the soul. The way Gurudeva explains it is we get stuck in certain patterns, so we're fulfilling certain desires, whether they're low-minded, medium quality or high-minded desires. We're stuck in patterns of fulfilling the same desires for quite some time. Though that desire leads to action. We're in that pattern. We have the desire, we act to fulfill the desire. We have the desire again, we act to fulfill the desire, etc. But eventually, just like a child growing up, we outgrow the toy. You know, a 10-year-old does not want to play with the toys of a 5-year-old. And a 15-year-old, same way. So we outgrow things. We outgrow the toys. We outgrow the cycle of desire and action by wisdom, by insight. But the wisdom doesn't happen every time we go through the cycle of desire and action. That's the point. We're stuck in this cycle. Not really stuck. We're just in this cycle. We're not stuck because we'll get out of it through wisdom. So we're just repeating the cycle. That's a better way of saying it. We're in this cycle of a desire leads to an action, then we have the same desire again leads to an action, and then eventually we say, well, that's kind of been there, done that. Let's move on to something a little more refined. So we have wisdom that sees the limitation of that. And then we move on to another realm of desire and fulfill that. Highest forms of desire are when we get into selfless service, karma yoga or seva, when we're just doing things to help other people or to benefit the temple. We desire to benefit the temple. That's a very high-minded desire, so therefore we act. And the wisdom of that is, let's do more of it. Makes us feel good. So no downside to seva. Anyway, that's the idea as it applies to the soul. Desire leads to action, which eventually leads to wisdom, and we outgrow that pattern into a more mature pattern. So have a wonderful day.